Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So this evening I'd like to puzzle through something with you all of us together. When you're making a puzzle, you've got a bunch of pieces, and when they're sitting there in a pile, they don't look like much. Right, just a bunch of puzzle pieces, but then you start to put them together and pretty soon some kind of an image appears and you can see what all this was about. Well, right now, I've got a pile of puzzle pieces that I want to introduce you to, and we'll just kind of take them one at a time. So we're going to start with the gospel reading this evening. So Jesus says, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, it's taken 46 years to build this temple, and you'll raise it up in 3 days? But then John tells us he was speaking about the temple of his body. So Jesus is standing there, he says, destroy this temple, right? And the temple is a big, grand building. It was the building where God promised to be present among his people. So all the people in Jerusalem and Israel surrounding Jerusalem would come to the temple in order to worship God, in order to sacrifice to him. The temple was the place where God was present. So when Jesus says, destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it in 3 days, well, it's a shock to their ears because, well, the temple took a whole lot of time to build. A lot of pieces to that temple, right? Stones built up to make this great building. Jesus is talking about his body, which on the third day was raised from the dead. Destroy this temple, and I'll raise it in 3 days. If you've ever built anything out of Legos, it's kind of like a puzzle in the sense that you have a lot of pieces that are just nothing, and then you build it, right? You take all those pieces from where they're scattered and you gather them together and make your building, right? All right. Well, Genesis 2, we hear about something similar, okay? The gathering of dust up to form Adam, the man. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. God takes the dust, gathers it together, and forms Adam. Of course, the second part of that is he breathes into him the breath of life. Now think about that. We were just talking about the temple being built from a bunch of pieces, built up, right? And that God was present in the temple. This is what God is doing in Genesis 2, in forming the man. He builds him, and he fills them with God's presence. Right? When he says, that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That word breath is spirit. He inspired into his nostrils the spirit of life, and he became a living creature. Humanity was made to be a dwelling place of God. Humanity was made to have God dwelling in us. Just like by faith in Jesus, and in our baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit, and we become, Paul says, temples of the Holy Spirit. Right? God living within us. That's what we were made for in the beginning. That's what Christ restores us to by his grace. So coming back to Jesus, when he says, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it in 3 days. Well, he's talking about his body. He's talking about humanity, because in Christ, we are restored. We are remade. Jesus is rebuilding, reconstituting humanity in himself. Right? We who had rejected God. See, the thing about rejecting God, rejecting his spirit, is that it's kind of like if you drop your Lego creation on the floor and it scatters again into a million pieces. Those individual pieces can't, you know, they can't come together and rebuild it.
Right.
Who can rebuild it? Only the person who made it. Because if you made a Lego creation, you had an idea for it, you brought it all together according to your order and design, right? You're the only one who can restore that to what it was. The same thing with us, right? Adam and Eve, well, they rejected God's word, decided to do it their own way, and in the process messed themselves up, right? Our nature's broken, fallen, destroyed. Our nature that was originally in God's image, we've made a mess of it. And we can't put the pieces back together because, well, we're like the Legos. We didn't build ourselves, right? We have a maker, a creator, and only he can do that. Which is why Christ came, right? Christ came down from heaven to reconstitute us because he's the one through whom all things were made. Listen to this from Colossians 1. He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. He's before all things, and in him all things hold together. Isn't it fitting that when we had smashed apart, that the one through whom we were made, through whom all things were made, and in whom all things hold together, that he himself would come, become a human being, in order to reconstitute us in himself, to remake our nature in himself. So there on the cross, he dies. The temple is destroyed. You know, you think of the temple in Jerusalem being destroyed and all the stones being scattered, right? But that's what death is, if you think about it. It's this dissolution, this return from order to chaos, right? Breakdown. So Jesus does this for us on the cross, and then he's raised again on the third day, reconstituting our nature. His resurrection is our resurrection. Right? His life is our life. He became a human being in order to restore us to what it means to be a human being, to be the dwelling place of God, to have his spirit within us, to be governed by him. And the thing is, when you think of this as we've talked about a building, we've talked about a Lego building or creation, right? We've talked about a puzzle. They're all kind of the same image. But let's go with the puzzle for a moment here. When the pieces are brought together, right? When Christ reconstitutes us in ourself or in himself, what's the image then that shows? It's the image of God, right? Christ, he takes our nature. He dies on the cross, destroy this temple, right? Then he rises from the dead, reconstitutes us. The puzzle pieces come back together, and the image shown is the image of God, right? Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. How fitting that the image of God himself would become a human being in order to reconstitute us in God's image. So here we are in Advent. We're waiting for the King to return. We have all these promises from the King, right? Promises of resurrection and life, right? The promise that we will be reconstituted finally when he returns. That day is coming. Right now in Advent, we're preparing for that. How do we prepare for the coming of the King? How do we prepare for the coming of the King in whose image we're made and have been reconstituted and will be completely reconstituted on the last day? How do we prepare for his return? And the answer is not to clean up our hearts and try and be a little better every day or something like that, right? The answer is to be found in Christ. That's what Paul wants. He wants to be found in Christ. Because in Christ, we're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Right? In Christ, humanity is restored. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.